Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sure. So we, we have a tapas menu. We also have large plates. We're kind of in a transition period right now where we have a beautiful menu. I've been here for a few months and we're starting to transition the menu into new dishes seasonally. So just kind of making adjustments. You know, we're into, doesn't feel like it, but we're getting into fall food and making adjustments there. I'm getting acquainted with farmers and getting on grow lists and just trying to get back in the splash of the St. Louis restaurant scene.
How does that work? How do you get connected with the farmers and what does that do for your business?
Well, so when I came on, we had a few, and then you just start asking questions. And then they've got a friend, they know a guy, and then you start passing along phone numbers, and you've got all of a sudden new delivery dates and new grow lists and new pick lists, and your list grows.
And then how does that end up on the table? Like what does it appear as on the table through your eyes as a chef? I mean, how do you use that to make the best possible dishes?
Well, there's two parts. So there's a little bit of planning, right? So you know that squash is coming down. You know that apples are coming. You know that. But part of the excitement is to get their individual lists that are a little more like you can be a little more have fun with it because of the week, right? So let's say you get new crop apples this week, but they're gone next week. And then that goes into, cabbages. And so you do some planning and then you get to make changes day of based off of availability and hope somebody else didn't take all of, the mushrooms that you wanted and that kind of thing.
Well, Bonnie, tell me about the highlights of the menu, kind of the staples that kind of stick around most of the time.
Oh, for sure. So our paella is certainly something that, a lot of people come, they will have a few tapas and then they'll share a paella for a table of two or three or four. We, are trying to introduce some entrees into the menu also. So, the same kind of applies there. We've just put a new strip loin on the menu, a new Brussels sprout dish. We've got a new salmon hitting the menu tonight, a new pasta dish setting on the menu tonight. We're taking some of the classics and the favorites, and reimagining them. But then we're also staying true to some of the crowd favorites that have been on the menu since day one, such as people laugh about the Hen of the Woods mushroom appetizer. It is very yummy. People love it so hard. So I won't be able to. So it is a chorizo spiced Hen of the Woods. We get them from Ozark Mushroom Company, and they're local. And a smoked aioli and an arepa cake. An arepa cake is kind of like a polenta cake, so it's a mixture of polenta and masa with a clarified butter sauce.
Now, paella, that is not a dish you find very often in St. Louis.
When a paella orders in, we get excited, you know, because we get probably, let's say, a busy night, we'll do 10 paellas, you know, but it takes a lot
How long? An hour? Or
no,
we
take it about 35 minutes or so. We've got some a dedicated station to it, so it takes, you know, somebody a lot of babysitting and a lot of crafting, and it's a special dish, and we know that people are really looking forward to it when they order it. So we put all that into it.
What's your background? Where are you from? How did you get here?
For sure. So I'm originally from St. Louis. We've been Midwesterners for a long time. I worked at Annie Gunn's for a long time. I started off at CJ Muggs. Being a pizza,
that
you know, after.
The one in Webster Groves?
The one in Webster, yeah.
Did you want to be a chef?
In the beginning, absolutely not. Yeah. No. I was having fun because it was more, you know, you go there and you hang out and that's where you meet your friends and that's where, you know, you all make plans to go out after work and, you know, you become like a little tribe. So then we kind of all grew up together, you know, and then I went into Annie Gunn's, went to culinary school in New York, Hyde Park, New York at the Culinary Institute of America.
Wow.
Came back to St. Louis, came back to Annie Gunn's. It's a great restaurant. Who wouldn't want to go there?
It really is good. Their burger is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then we went to, my husband and I, we got married, and then we went to Blackberry Farm in Wallen, Tennessee. And I've been out there for 10 years. It was a great experience. I love it. Highly recommended. And, you know, it was just kind of the end of that 10 years, we thought we were ready to move back home, be closer to family. And then this job opportunity opened and interviewed a few times for it. And here I am.
Tell me about the hotel from your perspective as the chef here. I mean, I've stayed here. I've had a meal here. And so I have my own thoughts. I mean, it's an incredible place. And I know some of the background about the owners and how there's like 8 of them in the Midwest cities, but I'm just curious, you step in here, you look at this place, what were you thinking?
Well, I will tell you that in the beginning month of my first month here, I got to stay here. What a generous opportunity, because we were kind of like in between, you know, Tennessee and here, so they were like, no, let's start now. How about you're going to stay on the 9th floor.
Intentional. Well, so no, why?
Correct. Yeah. And there's so many people that tell stories about how they used to, their grandpas used to come here, their dads used to come here, and they used to get dragged here, you know, at the Y. And when you see, you know, I've gotten to see a few people's reactions as the first time of walking through the gallery spaces and through, you know, the event spaces and the spa. You felt like you were still here, but it's been preserved. But it's also now a space that a lot of other people can enjoy from out of town. And there's a tremendous amount of local traffic that we get. And I think that's kind of the coolest thing about it, is that seem to be supported locally through just the immediate community. But then also, you know, I think that we're a date night spot for somebody that's out in the county.
Sure.
And, you know, people that are traveling out of town that come in and they see, wow, I think I'm just going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stay here tonight.
21C has a reputation across the Midwest as a really cool place to stay because it has all the artwork, and each hotel, museum hotel, has different artwork. And so it's, I've been to like, I think maybe three of them.
Uh-huh.
So it's really cool to see how the every building is different, every repurpose is different. But it's a neat place. So congratulations on getting a job here, because it's a pretty cool place to work, it seems to me.
Well, thank you so much. And I, you know, now that I'm getting a little more comfortable, I'm just, I love all the people that I work with so much. You know, we've, we're all going through, you know, this big hotel experience together, and it's I feel really well supported, and it's a great place to be.
There's also good press, which is, I guess, breakfast, coffee, sandwich.
There's some big changes happening.
Oh, well, that's what I was kind of asking you about.
Yeah. So we're pretty pumped about that, too. So we've been doing a great job at doing a grab-and-go service with a hot breakfast option for guests and for people in the neighborhood. It's been pretty successful. But at the end of the month, we'll be introducing also a hot lunch item. So in addition to the grab and go for quick, easy convenience, we'll be having a menu that's just going to, you know, do the hits. We will have a fish entree. We'll have a little pasta. We'll have
so
a
this
burger.
Is Ida Wolf?
No, I'm sorry. From Good, it's going to be service from Good Press.
Okay.
But the cool thing about Good Press is that you can take what you got, and you can find any corner in the lobby and eat it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. You're not just, well, the dining room is beautiful in there as well. You can enjoy the lobby and I believe the bar as well.
Now, the restaurant week, do you guys have specials or things you're promoting for restaurant week?
I'm so excited about what we're doing because, so I'll tell you what, so living outside of St. Louis, you don't realize how many like St. Louis terms or things that are special to St. Louis until you move all the way out of St. Louis, and then all of a sudden nobody knows what a Hoosier is. Mm-hmm. Nobody's heard of a St. Louis pork steak. Nobody knows what a toasted ravioli is.
Yeah.
So moving back home, you know, it feels good. So I thought for restaurant week, we were going to do a smoked St. Louis pork steak for our off-menu special for the week of the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a little twist on what we do here. So I made a Bravas barbecue sauce. So think of like a smoky paprika, onion, garlic, but also now a sweet apple cider, tangy barbecue sauce. But a smoked pork steak that we're going to grill. It's going to be sloppy, a little bit sloppy, as much as
it's going to be a hit.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a hit. Everybody's ears perked up when I said that. And then we're going to do a Manchego gratin potato, right? Okay. So, you know, that it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
And then we're pickling cauliflower to go with it. So cauliflower is, you know, really starting to come into season. And pickling with that smoky barbecue sauce and all that cheesy potato, it's going to be delish.
Where do you get your ideas from in terms of new dishes or inspiration? What usually is kind of a spark for you, or how do you go about that process of figuring out what to add to the menu?
Well, for me, it starts with those grow lists that we started, that we talked about. You know, that kind of really dictates. When you develop menus, right, you're going to want to think about, you know, do I have a beef on the menu? Vegetarian options. You know, you want to have like a menu mix that appeals to all. And then I take that template and I really apply it to what's in season, you know, and try and focus on highlighting. Certainly we all have our favorites, but that's where I start.
And is there something in particular you enjoy making more than anything else? Type of dish?
I would say that I try to enjoy making dishes that, well, what I just described seems very indulgent and might be a little. I like putting a healthy spin on stuff.
Mm.
I like it when people, you know, there's always room for lots of indulgence, and I love that too. But I love looking at a dish and thinking, how can I make that seasonal and make somebody feel good after they get up off the table, you know, from eating. And so I think that that approach is to be, you know, leaning into vegetable forward, healthy fats, and, you know, keeping it as local as possible.
So I understand you guys are part of a fundraising effort this month that includes other parts of the hotel. Tell me about that, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So 21C Hotel, we are doing a fundraising event for No Kid Hungry. So each of our food and beverage outlet is going to be, it'll be like a little special. So the Good Press Cafe will be selling Orange Penguin sugar cookies. 50% of the proceeds of all sales of that will go to this fundraiser. Our dining room, we're going to be offering a play on s'mores. So it is a smoked pavlova, coffee ice cream, chocolate, graham cracker crumb. We'll be also doing a Webster Groves cocktail, and proceeds from that will also go to the foundation. So we're really excited to see how much we can raise for that.
Bonnie Moore, the head chef at Idle Wolf. It's in the 21C Museum Hotel, downtown St. Louis. Thanks so much. It's been fun.
It was a blast. Thank you so much, Scott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.